Hi everyone, name is Matyáš. Hi Christos, hi everyone. I want to start with saying that I was not supposed to be doing this talk. We were supposed to be having Anna here from the accessibility team, which is an awesome team at Mozilla, but unfortunately her visa got rejected. So big boo for whoever rejected her visa. So then I took the time to come here to talk all of you about something else. I came from the middle of nowhere where I live to the beautiful Brussels and can't wait to give this great talk to you. All right, let's move on and see what are we actually going to be talking about. Quick intro about localization. What are we actually doing to localize Helder at Mozilla? Then Mozilla Language Portal. That's something new. That's going to be the core part of this talk. Then a little bit about Bird Box, questions, and then we go home. So it's really hard to say in just a few words what localization is and how we do it at Mozilla. So I thought I'd ask someone very intelligent. And the answer that came up was very poetic. And I decided to dig in a little bit. Like, what do you actually mean by that? And then the famous poet from the East actually clarified it. And I think it's a pretty good statement. The whole point of localization is to bring Open Web to way more people than if we don't do localization. And we can prove that with numbers. There are way more Firefox users that use translated, localized versions of Firefox than English Firefox. So localization matters. And for a brief moment, let's dive into some stats. We don't only localize Firefox at Mozilla. There's a bunch of other projects going on. You've heard about many of them today, and there's a bunch of others more. Usually, in Pontoon, in our platform to localize, you're going to see around 30 projects that are being worked on. Sometimes the number is a little bit higher, sometimes a little bit lower. We have a total of 369, I had to double check that number, 369 teams, so locales to which we translate software. Locale is a little bit different than a language because we have several regional variants of some languages, like Spanish. We have a separate localization of Mexican Spanish, Spain Spanish, and so forth. But 369 locales. It's a pretty huge number. I don't know if there's a lot of other software or even out of software industry projects that have so many translations or like book translations or whatever. We have about 1,000 plus volunteers who, in their free time, make sure that Firefox, Thunderbird, AMO, MDN, Sumo is available for speakers of their language. They're awesome, and I'm happy that I see some of them here, and I'm happy that some of us are following us, as I just read on chat. Hi. To give you an idea of the amounts, we're talking about 500,000 translations submitted per year. The numbers, of course, varies a little bit year by year, but just to give you an idea. And a translation, a string, could be something very simple, even like one letter, but it could also be like a whole paragraph. Sadly, I don't have a number to give you the exact words. Okay, so what is Mozilla Language Portal? It's something that doesn't exist yet. Actually, I'm looking at you, Ludo. For those of you who didn't come to the contributors meetup yesterday, I think it was you or Pascal who said something about that we should be doing more things in the open to get the feedback. That's what we're trying to do here. We're in a very early stage of developing the Mozilla Language Portal. And it's a simple micro website targeted at localization and translation experts globally from various industries, various projects. And the basic idea is to share stuff that we do at Mozilla, our translations, our best practices, even tools, with them, and make them available for their use. For example, I know that some of you are probably not familiar with the term translation memory. We basically collect all the translations that have ever ended up in any project that we translate, either today, either in the past, either it's been like a project that doesn't exist anymore, and we store them. And that base is called translation memory. And it's useful to Chrome localizers, OpenOffice localizers, Linux distro localizers, everyone basically. And Language Portal is going to have simple search, which is going to allow people to search through it, download these translations, and incorporate them into their tools, as well as leverage this content through the API. Similarly, through the exact same means, we're going to make it available for people to use our glossary, so a collection of terms. We have a list of terms that are frequently translated and part of translation strings with their definitions, examples of use, and all of them are translated to maybe not 369 locales, but to most of them. That's going to be available similarly as translation memory. In addition to that, we have a process, the way we do localization, which is not necessarily specific for Mozilla. There's no strong reason why some startup or some add-on developer who wants to have their piece of software localized wouldn't be able to benefit from that. So we're going to make the relevant bits of our documentation available to people. We have a blog on which we not only write about stuff that's going on at Mozilla, but is potentially interesting for the wider industry. So we're going to make this thing available on the language portal as well. And we also have style guides, which will probably come in a later state, not in the initial version of the language portal, but basically documents through which localization teams define the standards and rules under which they localize. We also have some language technology that we develop in-house. I've already mentioned Pontoon, which is our TMS system. But the one that I want to highlight, I know that this URL is probably not very visible, and I didn't put a QR code on. I still have time, right?
Yeah.
The Moz LTNN library is, I think, something that has a potential to become an industry leading library to parse and serialize virtually any translation format into a data model that is mimicking the new standard message format 2 you might have heard of, and as such allows a very rich representation of virtually any message stored in any format. This is actively worked on. We're going to be adding other features, checks soon. I'm pretty sure there's a potential for lots of users for that. This is just a sneak peek of how the homepage is going to look like or might look like. There's another URL you don't see at the bottom where this is being developed. Feel free to provide suggestions, file bugs when we're so far that you can actually find bugs, as well as provide patches. You accept those as well. And now that I'm at the very end, I just want to call out Bird Box, which is the framework that we use for building a Mozilla Language Portal. It's a framework developed by our Moz Meow team, Mozilla Marketing and Operations, I think is what the acronym stands for. Specifically Steve Jalim, who allowed me to mention his name on stage. Birdbox is basically helping developers to build them microsites like the one that I just discussed with Mozilla branding. So it's leveraging Mozilla Protocol, the design system used by Mozilla.org and some other Mozilla assets. And it allows developers to then hand over content creation to non-developers, because it's built on Wagtail CMS, which basically allows anyone who can use Facebook to also edit these websites. All right, that's it for me. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Do we have, well, we have questions, excellent.
Will this be almost like crowding? Do I see like a crowding copy coming up from Mozilla?
No, the language portal is not going to be like a crowding. We already have a similar tool like crowding called Pontoon. It's available on pontoon.mozilla.org. That's where translations come in. That's where people see a set of projects that we localize. They can join their teams. They see the string. They can actually translate strings. That's sort of like our translation management system. It's specifically targeted at people that are translating Mozilla software. Mozilla Language Portal contains lots of, or most of the translations, or all of the translations that are submitted through Pontoon, but makes them available in a more, let's say, user-friendly fashion than if you go directly into Pontoon and try to find where to download some of these files, but you can't really download them in the right form. You can't really search through them through Pontoon. So it's basically repackaging that content and making it available separately to everybody, not just to Mozilla localizers.
More questions?
Thank you. So, sorry, it's a very simple question. Did you say that the main audience of this portal is going to be developers, or who else? I didn't catch it.
The main audience of Mozilla Language Portal are going to be localization professionals, translators from any project, from any software projects they localize. So be it the Linux distro localizers, OpenOffice localizers, Mozilla localizers, Microsoft localizers, translators that maybe not even translate software. Maybe they would find some of the terms that we translate useful in translations of whatever they translate. So it's targeting translators. The part where I might have confused you was the documentation, the best practices. So if you want to, if you have a project that you would like to get localized, then yes, we're basically also targeting developers with the documentation of processes, best practices, how to write the code such that it's localizable. We have these documents available today, but they're a little bit harder to find. And we think that if we put them on this hopefully more visible place, more people are actually going to benefit from them.
Do I have more questions? I have a question. Today, if I want to translate something, I can use a RAG AI to do the translation. What's the value proposition that is different than me just using a RAG AI to do my translation because I'm just too lazy to do the work, right?
It's the quality, basically. At least today.
I agree.
Okay.
The quality is a very fine answer.
Okay.
At least for me.
No, I wouldn't
go to that. No, for me, I contributed a bit in the past. For me, the most important thing is that we're not translating, we're localizing. So some AI will translate word by word or the sentence, where in the culture, that's why you have different versions, like different locales, and we don't have just only languages, because we localize something to your local culture experience or things like this.
So I have a similar question. There's this trend of using machine translations for everything in software these days, and obviously the data set that Mozilla is intending to publish through the language portal will be of much higher quality. But how can you, let's say, motivate users to use the language portal instead of machine translations?
Right. That's a fair question. We're already giving the ability to localizers to opt in to what we call a pre-translation, which means that when new strings are made available, they already see them as translated. They're marked as still needing work, but they actually end up in the product if they don't act upon them in real time. And the way that works is it's basically using machine translation that's trained with our existing data, which is going to be available on Mozilla Language Portal. Some localizers don't like that. They say, and we trust them, that it doesn't work for their locale. There's 369 locales. I doubt that the quality is the same for all the languages. I know that for mine, for Slovenian, which is spoken by 2 million people, it's unbelievably good. I know that there's not so much material available in my language, probably. But it's way better than going to generic machine translation engine. So I think these question, the answers to the question that Ludo asked might have a different answer in a different point in time in the future.
there is a question in the chat. Is there any LLM use case involved in any part of the workflow? Also, where can I learn more about this?
I'm not sure I got the question. Learn more about the language portal?
An LLM use case involved in any part of the workflow?
Okay.
And where can this person learn more on this?
Okay. So I think one part is what I explained in my answer to the previous question. But maybe the user is hinting at using these translations also to train these engines. But the answer to that is that I think even though the numbers look high, and I'm no AI expert, but I think in terms of training material, these are really, really low numbers.
Like, is there any AI involved?
No,
he says.
In building that, no. I'm not sure I answered that question. Was that?
Yeah, he's hiding. Are there more questions?
Thank you very much for attending the Mozilla Room. We're going to clean up and close. Stickers are only available downstairs now.
Okay, thank you.
No more upstairs. And thank you very much.
Thanks.